if Schwarber was the last out in the ninth and he's going to be starting on second in the 10th, realistically, he's probably not still in the game. No offense to Schwarber, friend of the pod, but realistically, you're probably putting someone out there with a little better speed.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is a rare midweek special.
Episode 16 and a half.
Baseball is back. We're back.
60 Finally. Game sprint.
T-shirts? What?
Who says no?
Who says no?
I would like one or two.
Go get yourself a t-shirt. Obvious shirts, links everywhere. Go get yourself a t-shirt. Baseball is back. 60 game sprint. It's going to be crazy. Everyone's very excited. I think seeing Twitter getting so pumped was nice.
Twitter exploded last night. It exploded. Like once it came out that it was like official, I think I want to say your boy JP was the first to do it, Zach.
My guy.
And it was like official, and I just saw a million tweets after that. That was like, let's go. And
I bet you all those people who said that too were the guys like, I don't care if baseball comes back anyway. I'm not watching.
Half those people were it's never going to happen. There's just too much shit going on. There's no way it ends up coming back. And then they're like, let's go. It's back. I always knew it'd come back. I was like, come on. See right through you.
We got the receipts.
I really hope that people stay positive through the entire process here. And when teams start to, they struggle in the first 20 games or they do great in the first 20 games and people are like, this is bullshit. It's not even real. Just let's stay positive. Let's all be happy.
Have fun.
It's going to be there's going to be fans out there, though, that when like say a team that's very good, like last year, like we said this all the time, like only 50 games last year through 50 games, the Nationals were 19-31 and they won the World Series. I mean, there's going to be one or two very good teams that go like 30-30 and miss the playoffs and it's going to suck. And that's tough. But that, that's just kind of where we're at. That's kind of what we have. Those are the cards we're dealt.
I relate it to the last time that we played a season of this length would have been college, and every game in college mattered.
Every game, yes, right. Yeah.
You'd lose a game on a weekend series in college and you're like pissed off. Like you're pissed every game.
I mean, the Bearcats were awful, but yeah, I imagine good teams that were competing were actually upset.
We would, for us in college, like we'd lose a midweek game, we're pissed off. Like every game matters, and I think that's going to make it a lot more interesting. It's going to make it more like, I think it's similar to like college basketball right now. Like college basketball, like a big team loses a game and it's a very important loss. Like you want to win every single game, and managers are going to manage to win every single game.
That's what like I've always said. I don't know about you guys. Like people would ask like how the season is, whatever. I'm like, honestly, I kind of miss college sometimes where it's like every game you have that intensity, everybody up, where it's like, I'm not saying sometimes it's fake hype, in the middle of July and you're however many games in, you're like, oh, nice job.
Yeah, everybody's always excited for the game, but it's another game. Until you get to September, it's another game. If you expel that much energy over 162, you will burn yourself out. Like, it's not possible to do. And so in this
sprint, Dakota, we've been lucky enough to play in, minor league postseason, but, that is so much fun.
Postseason baseball, there's nothing better, even in the minor leagues. Like, it's a blast. Everybody cares. Everybody's on edge for every single pitch, and that's what makes baseball fun is when you're locked in for every pitch of every game. And that's what I think we're going to have this year with only 60 games.
I want to talk real quick about the extra inning format this year because we've all experienced it. The format is as soon as you get the extras, runner on second base to start the inning.
Just like the minors.
Just like triple ball.
Which sucks for the pitchers.
But you don't get any of the counting stats, I don't think.
It's still so hard starting with a guy on second, and you don't know, is the first guy going to bunt? Is he going to swing? Like, how are they going to play everything out? And it just kind of makes it more of a mind game, and that's where it'll be tough for the managers, I feel like, to learn how to play that and, like, try different ways of going about it and what works best.
Yeah, because every team has kind of their own thing. Like some teams don't – I mean, in AAA, it's a little different. Like some teams don't bunt. Some teams bunt every single time, obviously, depending on where you are in the year. But
it matters.
Like you said, it'd be interesting to hear or to see what some managers do.
And the thing that matters a lot, too, in that is, like, who's on second base? Is there speed on second base? Who's up to the plate? Is it Aaron Judge at the plate, or is it Brent Gardner who you might have lay one down? Like, it depends a lot on the order and all that, so – it'll be interesting to see how that goes throughout the year.
one of the things I think that's going to be different than it was in AAA is in AAA, a lot of the times the manager just lets the guys play. Mm-hmm. They're just, you know, whoever's on second base is on second base. You just keep playing. When these games get to extras and it's must win because of where we're at, the pinch running and the pinch hitting to like get a bunter in there who can lay one down, like it's going to be
sick. I mean, if like Schwarber was the last out in the ninth and he's going to be starting on second in the 10th, realistically, he's probably not still in the game. No offense to Schwarber, friend of the pod, but realistically, you're probably putting someone out there with a little better speed.
But imagine if you have to make the decision between Rizzo and, let's say, Ian Miller, who flies.
Right. It's a no-brainer, I feel.
It's tough. But
are you taking Rizzo? Because if you go into the if we go into 11th or the 12th.
But what made Ian happen at first? Who says no?
What makes it even more complicated is when you're the away team, because then you're like, well, we need this run to score. If you're the home team, like say the Cubs are at home and Rizzo's on second and you need – and say like the opposing team didn't score, then of course you're going to pinch run because then you need Ian Miller. I think you pinch run either way because even if they don't score, you want that run because then you win off that run. And if they do score, you obviously need the run or else you lose. So I think –
are you going to find yourself on the coaching staff this year?
I have a coach's mind. I have a coach's mind. I think
Look at this guy.
You need the pinch run if you have the opportunity.
Yeah.
I think it's worth the risk of taking a bat out of the lineup because you need that run one way or another.
There, people are hating on this rule. I think it's going to be exciting. And the other part, I think it actually does speed up baseball games. We didn't have any games that were longer.
I saw a tweet that said the percentage of games that ended in the 10th inning in the minors from 17 to 18 jumped from 45% to 72% when they put the runner on second base.
There you go.
And that's what you need in a 60-game season. You don't want games going 18 innings and burning out every pitcher and position player you got.
More opportunity. Who says no?
I think the weirdest rule that they're going to try to implement is the no spitting. Like no spitting of any kind, not even just like seeds or like dip. It's you cannot spit. And I just, for pitchers especially, I mean, it's just not going to happen. Like I know so many guys that lick their fingers and so many guys like I know personally I spit after every single pitch. It's like a habit. And there's just no way I'm not going
to
spit.
Let's make it like hockey. You get a, you're going to the penalty box if you do it twice. 2 minutes. 2 minutes in the penalty box. You play with eight fielders.
I want to see what happens when someone does spit.
I want to see that too because it's such a reflex. Guys have been spitting on the baseball field since they were 8, 10 years old.
Imagine Big Poppy back in the day when he did his.
Yeah, you can't
spit. You're telling him, hey, take a seat. You're out.
You can't spit on your batting. I was like, how's that going to work?
You think it's there for just legal purposes?
No, because they said that they said the 6 feet apart rule too. If managers come out to argue a call and they get within 6 feet of an umpire, they get suspended. Like imagine getting pissed off and like running out and just having to stop 6 feet straight and scream at him like, all right.
That's terrible.
The pitchers are supposed to be able to have a wet rag in the back pocket to substitute for licking the fingers.
No, there won't be any substances on there.
The hitters are
Trevor Bauer, shut up.
Hitters have to take their own pine tar and weight or whatever they need in the on deck circuit. So everybody will have their own like baggie of whether it's pine tar, weight, and it has to be yours individually. So you take it out there and then somebody has to bring it back for you.
Pitchers have their own personal rosin bag too, I saw.
Yes.
And
I'll be checking those.
When you warm up in the pen, whatever ball that pitcher uses, no other pitcher can use the rest of the game.
You have to have your own balls.
Yeah.
The other thing that's crazy, yes. I don't know if you saw this one, if baseballs are used for batting practice, okay, whether it's in the cage or on the field, those baseballs have to be sanitized and they can't be used again for 5 days.
What? I don't get the five-day thing. Like, what?
Send them to my house. I'll use them.
What's the
I'll
difference use them here in what's the off-season? Difference between 2 days and 5 days? Like, why it's going to just settle more?
Because they're waterlogged and they have to dry out. I don't know.
And also, if you're sanitizing them, yeah, you're going to load them with water. Like, I don't understand. Like, realistically, there's just going to be new balls every single day for batting practice.
The amount of baseballs are going to go through this year. We already go through a lot of baseballs. It's going to be insane.
Yeah, it'll be absurd. I wish they would have expanded playoffs. I wanted more teams in the playoff.
I think expanded playoffs would be fun. I mean, I'm all for expanded playoffs. I think it's good for the game. More TV money, more revenues.
More intense games.
More exciting. I'm in on expanded playoffs. Give me expanded playoffs.
Especially in a 60-game season where, like we said, who knows how it's going to all play out record-wise, but like a very good team could get left out because you start slow. Like say you have some cold bats. And if you expand the playoffs, you got a better chance of getting those teams in.
And it's exciting in baseball because wild card teams win the World Series all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And for a team that had, like, say the 2018 Cubbies had 95 wins and doesn't make the playoffs, like, it shouldn't happen.
Right.
Like, those teams should be in.
And then, again, for, like, the brand of baseball, say the Mariners or somebody doesn't have a huge fan base, you know, they make the playoffs like they would have last year in a 60-game season. The next year, there's going to be fans like, ooh, you know, I'm going to start to follow these guys. This is sick. Like, I got a new favorite team.
Yeah, you have more teams trying to compete. You don't have as many teams that are just mailing it in before the start of the season.
Right.
Like, if you give – if we have 16 playoff teams, that means teams 17, 18, maybe 19 and 20 are all trying to compete.
Right. So that leaves you, what, 10 teams maybe that are just kind of like going whatever?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's some competitive baseball.
Yeah, it's more jobs. Adam Jones would be playing in the big leagues instead of in Korea or Japan. Right.
That guy could start on 20 of the 30 teams right now.
Yeah, but he can't, you know, he's making more money in Japan. Like, can we talk about DH in the NL and how good this is for the Cubbies?
Oh my God, it's huge for the Cubbies. Like, again, Schwarber, like, I'm not taking jabs at Schwarbs here, but Schwarbs, I don't know how much left field you'll be playing. You'll be in the DH spot quite a bit.
Hey, we'll see if he's a true listener to the pod, see if he comments on this.
But how about Victor and Willie?
Oh, yeah. That's huge for Vic.
Split time there.
Vic will be DHing a ton.
I think he'll be catching.
They'll be splitting it. Yeah, they'll be splitting it back and forth. I mean, you might as well.
Yeah, I think it helps Victor's ABs so much, which is huge, because I think Vic's, if not the best number two catcher in the big leagues, got to be, you know, top three. He's incredible, and he just hasn't gotten a chance because you have a back-to-back all-star.
You have also a great starting catcher.
Yeah. I saw a tweet real quick. Sorry. I saw a tweet that was Cubs that you would want to break out and like fill out their full potential because they haven't yet. Contreras was on the list. They were like, oh, Wilson Contreras could get to his full potential. I'm like, the dude is the starting pitcher in the All-Star game the last 2 years. Like,
what
are we talking
about? If that's not his full potential, then he's the next Yogi Berra.
I mean, even if it isn't his full potential, like, the dude's a two-time All-Star.
Right. His first All-Star year, didn't he end up hitting like 240 or 250 because he struggled one of the years?
I think it was like he was hitting really?
I mean, he's a top five, probably a top five catcher in the game. Like,
yeah,
no question.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's what sucks for Vic, because that's where the DH helps, because Vic is good enough to start on probably half. I don't know. I mean, I would have to go through each team, but he's probably starting on at least 10 teams right now.
Right.
The 10 teams that aren't competing for the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah. Them. But that's what I mean. Like, he's good enough to start at a lot of places. So this will definitely help get him a lot more ABs.
I'm in on the DH in the NL. It helps me. It helps the Cubbies. I'm in on it.
What do you think about the rosters switching every 2 weeks from 30 to 28 to 26?
I think those are going to be some tough conversations for managers around the league to be like, hey, man, 2 weeks is up. You got to go.
That's crazy.
South Bend's not that tough of a place. Yeah, but then the taxi squad that travels to, it's like
– the three guys?
Yeah, you have three guys, and then when that road trip is over – you go back down unless you're a catcher, then you stay up.
That would be tough.
You can't, really you tough can't to stay like, there for more than one road trip.
Is that the rule? You can have one extra catcher
the whole time? No, so like out of the three, I think the taxi squads, I think one of them has to be a catcher.
Yeah.
And then when the road trip is over, the other two have to get sent down and the catcher can stay.
Is that true, Ian? Care to comment? Yeah. They have to get sent down? Like they can't?
Yeah, you can't stay there.
In Chicago.
The three are only for road trips then?
They're going to have like a rotating taxi squad.
I don't know if there's confirmation on that.
That's why I'm like, that doesn't really make sense. So it's like, hey, like you're hanging out in South Bend, go ahead and go to Cincy. But then once the trip's over, you're back in South Bend.
Yeah, if you didn't play.
Why not just keep it? Why does a road team get three extra guys?
Because they could just call them in from South Bend instantly. Yeah, yeah. And those guys – they would get sent back so that they could practice, so that they, because when they're with the team on the taxi squad, I don't think they can come to the ballpark.
They're not active.
Can't practice unless they're active.
That makes sense.
But that's a tough assignment. It's tough to be like, hey man, come on the trip, but you have to put yourself in the hotel, because it's not even like if you were a taxi squad guy in a normal situation where you can go out and see the city and literally just sitting in a hotel room.
It would be a nice hotel room, right?
You can still go throw like in the morning, like the normal taxi squad is, right?
I don't know.
You would think,
but this is a.
But I'm saying, say you have a 3-game series somewhere, and a guy's on the taxi squad, and they don't even play catch for 2 days, and then it's like, hey man, you're up, go in there.
you would assume that they would play catch, but here's the issue is nobody can get to the ballpark more than 5 hours before a game. So the staff probably can't get to the ballpark more than 5 hours before the game. So if there's no staff there, then are they going to let the taxi squad guys in? And if CDT isn't there to collect a drug test, are they going to let the taxi squad guys in? Because they have to get tested before they go in.
It's got to be in there that they can just like be at the game. Like, you know, in like September when like the guys that aren't even on the roster can be in the dugout, it's got to be something like that. Because otherwise that makes no sense. Like you can't not throw and then just be like, hey, you're on the team now. Like I haven't even thrown a baseball in 3 days.
Maybe they're going to ask him to play catch in the parking lot of the hotel.
Yeah, throw against the wall. Like that's literally what they're saying. But I think there's got to be a way that they're letting guys in to play catch or like hit a little bit.
Can you imagine staying in Manhattan and like right down Fifth Avenue? There's two pitchers just playing long toss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just seems a little ridiculous. But
tell you what, I am so happy I am not making these decisions and rules. You have to cover every single base.
Oh, over 100 page protocols.
Like 100 pages of everything.
As our player rep, Ian, I expect you to read all 100 pages and get back to me with your spark
notes. If you don't have it memorized.
I want spark notes on it by tomorrow.
I do have it all memorized. I just gave you all that.
But you said you don't even know on half the stuff.
I have a photographic memory.
I don't think so, Jim.
Is that so? Shirts coming soon? Maybe.
Who says no?
That's all I got, guys. Anything else you want to say?
Just very excited. Couldn't be more excited to get back out there. I've been dreaming of this day.
That's episode
16 and a half.
Wait, time out. What's your screen time?
Well, I'm watching a game on my phone.
Oh, sounds like don't an care. Excuse. Oh
it's also 1:30 in the afternoon in my screen time.
Oh, my God.
2:37 still.
Zach?
3:25.
Oh, my God.
I was up at 7.
I was up at 6:30. My screen time's 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Phone calls don't show screen time.
Yeah. Well, you know he's not texting us either because he didn't text us back.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That's episode 16 and a half. Baseball's back. We're still not at the compound.